Okay, gentlemen, let's give up. I want to finish Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes and the Chilek tonight. Fine, okay, let's move on. I would like to aim to complete the Siman, therefore, and thereby completing the Chilek tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. So we're ready for Hilchos Chanukah tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so we are at the top of page Kuf Nun Gimel. We're continuing with the halachas of Simchas Yom, the fascinating and important halachas. So the top of the page tells us the follows. That's in halfway Sif Aleph. Have also lechol memincha velemalo be'erev Yom Tov. K'mo be Shabbos on erev Yom Tov, on the hours before Yom Tov, from mincha onwards. Mincha is referring to 9 halachic hours onwards. So that's halfway between midday and evening. That's 9 halachic hours. From then onwards, Pe'erev Yom Tov Kuhn B'Shabbos, you may not have a full meal. It's important halacha. Just like on Shabbos, you don't have to wash. You know, just a couple of hours before you're going off to shul.
How many
hours before? It's 9 halachic hours. The 9th halachic hour.
Can't have a full meal?
Yeah, not washing.
Oh, no washing. Yeah.
So what does that work out as in the space of on winter of Shabbos, approximately?
Winter, well, there's no, which Yom Tov? I was saying, so it would be, no, okay, Shabbos Day Malachi, yeah. So it would be in the, 2:15. Yes, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you may not have a full meal at that stage.
You could technically have a big meal without washing.
Yep. Yeah, mincha mala because that's all included in the kavod. If you want to honor the Yom Tov, so the rationale is, if you want to honor the Yom Tov, you're going to go into the Yom Tov a little bit hungry, not full and satisfied, and therefore don't wash just beforehand. Miu im erev Yom Tov Shabbos. What happens if the erev Yom Tov is on? If erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, so if Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov, so Motzah Shabbos is the first night of Yom Tov. Then Yochel came to the Shlishis Yimei of Shalashudas on Shabbos afternoon. For Yochel Mat Pas, and you should have a little bit of bread. Lichvoy Yom Tov for the honor of Yom Tov. Mitzvah. Furthermore, next paragraph. Mitzvah Lolosh Pas by Erev Yom Tov. Lichvoy Yom Tov. We should make Chalas for Yom Tov. Kmoy Erev Shabbos, like on Erev Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch, v'chayv liftzal shtei kikaros. You should wash on 2 and make hamotzi on 2 breads, i.e. on 2 chalas. V'likvoya kol seuda al hayayin. And furthermore, you should make the meal on wine. You should enjoy some wine during the Yom Tov meal. Uvik the Yom Tov, additionally, ensure that the Yom Tov clothing, yoyseh tovni, should be better than Mishal Shabbos, than Shabbos clothing. This is an interesting halacha. I understand you've got to wash on 2 chalas. I understand you should have some wine. Why do you need to have wine? Yeah. But also you should have Yom Tov clothes, which should be nicer than Shabbos clothes. It's not so common anymore, although some people do. Do you have anybody Yom Tov clothes as opposed to Shabbos clothes? In the Litvische Erzeldige circles, in the Litvische Erzeldige circles, in Ponevish and in other yeshivas, they have a frak. Have you ever seen this minik that every day chassanim wear a frak? It's minik Ponevish, a frak. Yeah, it is called a frak. So they get that for. So you know what I mean? So they get one for a chassanim, and they only wear it on Yom Tov. Only not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov. It comes from this halacha here. Only Yom Tov, yeah. No, on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov.
My Rosh Shiva's son-in-law.
Yeah. Right, he would wear one for Yom Tov only.
So that's
where it comes from. Some people have extra special ties for Yom Tov. They only wear Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And others don't. But that's where it comes from. So there's an Indian Aboisai. If you can have an extra piece of cloth for Yom Tov, it's very nice to do. Right, okay. V'lo noagul lasus boi sudashlishes. On Yom Tov, there's no sudashlishes. Yom Tov, so the Shlish is? Okay. Yom Tov Machna Vole Bezaknes is on Yom Tov, you tend to go to Shul a little bit later in the morning. So as opposed to 6:30, yeah? Yom Tov a little bit later. Umari not says Mishom Simchas Yom Tov. And you go out on Yom Tov, you should go out at a reasonable time for Simchas Yom Tov. There's an interesting Mishnah over here. Why do we have two Sivkot Niyut, firstly? Why do we have two Chalas on Yom Tov? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Niyut says, Al Shtei Kikoret, Shekam B'Yom Tov Lo Yoyred Amon K'moy B'Shabbos. On Yom Tov also, the Amon wouldn't come down. So you'd have a Yoyred B'Erev Yom Tov Kiflaim. On the Erev Yom Tov, there'd be double portions. To memorize that, and to symbolize that, we have two loaves, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, the Amon wouldn't come down. You had double portions before. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Niyut Aleph says about something about the meat. Does anybody have a special minig about the meat on Yom Tov?
Quick question. When it was Erev, when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So when there was the man, they got double, presumably, on Erev.
Just enough for the day. So if it would be, what are you referring to? If there's the 3 days Yom Tov, for instance.
When it was Erev, Shabbos, Yom Tov, when there was the man, they got double.
They would have just sufficient for the day. So if it was Shabbos and Yom Tov, you'd still surely only get for that day. Ah, yeah, then you'd get double-double, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why,
absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so you'd get sufficient. So now, what about the meat, Rabbi Yisai? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Aleph, does anybody have special minhagim about the meat? What meat do you have on Yom Tov?
Red
meat. Right, so people have, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, one should have, mitzvah lechol basar, the meaning is, one should try to eat proper meat, not as opposed to chicken on Yom Tov. V'kol zeh, im yodam esegis, if a person can afford it, one should buy proper meat on Yom Tov as opposed to chicken. What are your thoughts on that?
It's
Yom Tov.
If you
enjoy it. You said that, yeah. No, you shouldn't take, it means that you shouldn't get, I hear what you're saying. You shouldn't borrow money for that though. If you've got cash available or something in the account, you should buy proper meat. If you don't have, if Cholid doesn't really has no money available, you shouldn't borrow money for it. Because it's an extra mitzvah, the answer is because it is extra mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. And the way we celebrate the Simcha, the way we rejoice the Yom Tov is with basa, meat proper, and wine, yayin.
And women have to have clothes, right?
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. Uvig the Yom Tov. Again, Mishum Chai V'Simcha, one should have special clothes, and that's also part of the Simchas Yom Tov. Yeah. All included. That's all fine. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Niyut Gimel, Kim Shtei Sudas Arvis V'Shachiz, one has two meals. Does anybody have a minute to have Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov? Anybody have such a minute to have Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov? So the Chaznish was Makbid, to have Shalosh three meals. So the Shlish is also on Yom Tov, but the Mishnah Berurah says there's no requirement to do so, but Chaznish had such a minig. Okay. Now let's continue with the additional halachas. In the bottom line, Tziv Beis. Chayev Odom Lioy Sameach V'Toyv Leiv B'Moyed. A person should be exceedingly happy. V'Toyv Leiv. How should we translate V'Toyv Leiv? Gladdened of heart. Oh, I like that. Yeah? Pemoyed. Yeah.
Especially
if you're
redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. On the moed. Note that it says as follows. Who? Him. Ve'ishle, his wife. Uvonov and his sons. Ve'chol ha'nilvom, nilvim elav, and everybody who is with him. So the simcha is him, his wife, his children, and everybody who's affiliated to him. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Tezvav, three lines from the bottom, Chayv Olam Liyos Sameach, who mitzvah asay min ha-Torah. It's a Torah mitzvah, a Torah biblical obligation, Torah mitzvah to the Ksib, because it says, V'smachta v'chagecha. For Nehek is gam benoshim, and the mitzvah is also on women. Now, the mitzvah is not that women and children have a mitzvah simchas yom tov. Rather, the mitzvah is that's it. That you have to make them happy. The mitzvah is v'samachto bechagecha, and the obligation is not that they don't have a mitzvah to be positively besimcha. If they happen to be, depressed or something, that the point is that you have an obligation as the master of the house, as the husband, as the father, you have an obligation to make them happy. It's very, very, very deep and very important. And therefore, only therefore, the next line makes sense. Top of page 306. Keitzah mesamchon, how do you actually make them happy? So the way you make them happy is as follows. Haktanim. So the point is that the people tend to be happy. The way we have been created as physical beings, you don't need to make them happy, but it's just physical pleasures. People just do enjoy physical pleasures. Everybody enjoys physical pleasures, certainly women and children. So don't give them a nice dvar Torah or a nice story or whatever. That's not the way you make the mitzvah. The way you mesameach them is haktanim noislem kloyim yisveigoyzim. The children, you give them roasted nuts and almonds. 2020, not sure if that's going to work. The equivalent of that. What? Chocolates, or perhaps toys or whatever. It's got to be something that really they enjoy and they're going to celebrate Yom Tov with that. But not shame regards to women. Koine lohem, you buy for them. Pkodim, clothing, v'tachshitim, jewelry, kefim moin, according to your financial ability. With regards to the women, it says you should buy them clothing, jewelry, according to your kind of. Interestingly, the Bialacha says, what if a person can't afford clothing or jewelry? What should you go for? It says the Bialacha shoes. If you ain't the masaka ziknulaim, kokala pochs at the very least, minalim chadoshim new shoes, lichvad yom tov. Shoes nowadays. Not sure if that's much cheaper. I don't know. So anyway, the point being, if a person can't afford brand new clothes or new jewelry, then whatever the financial reality is, don't start overspending. But whenever, just get something. I'll never forget. I must have pointed it out that I got married just a few weeks before Pesach. And so I was in Stamford Hill for Pesach, just a couple of days before Pesach. I used to hang around a lot by Dayan Duna. You know Dayan Duna in Stamford Hill. I was there for a couple of months before we went to Etzel. So just before Yom Tov, Dayan said, I spoke to the Dayan. He says, you've got Mitzvah D'Oraisa soon to fulfill. So I was thinking, there's Pesach, there's all the mitzvahs on there. So he's referring to, he says, you've got mitzvah seder ha'isa. I said, which one is the Dayan referring to? So Dayan Duna says, v'samachta b'chagecha, you've got to buy jewelry for your wife. I said, jewelry for my wife? We just got married. For chasna you get, the ring is nothing compared to, the whole engagement time and everything, and chasna and everything. She gets the jewelry for, I said, I thought. So he said, but there's a mitzvah that says d'oraisa, v'samachta b'chagecha, you've got to buy something. So I thought of buying flowers. He looks at me, flowers? That's what you're going to fulfill? That's the thing. So I remember that look that he gave me, just with flowers. So fine. So he did the trick. I'll never forget that. So there was the first and last time I tried to fill the mitzvah with flowers. So that's that. So, but it does say kefim emoino. So I don't know what kefim emoino is straight after chasna. But one has an obligation. It's really mitzvah seder ha'isa, I remember once when I was doing shimush by Feldman in the Stamford Hill, when I was doing daliminim, shimush with daliminim. So it was regularly. I think that's something also really, really important. Regularly, when people used to go up to him to show the esrogim, like people do, you show an esrog before Yom Tov. So Feldman would look at it and say, how much you pay for this? And when he was young. Younger man, just got married a couple of years before. So he would say £100, £150, the price of a soygim. So he said £150 for an essig. He says, you go back, you bring this back and you buy something cheap, and instead of that, you're going to spend, this is all hidurim, a bit more mehuda, a bit less mehuda. Instead of that, take this 150 pounds and spend it on a real mitzvah, which you have, which is a mechta bechagecha. That's the real mitzvah that you've got. This is hidurim, chumras, everything. So esrog is a kosher esrog for 20 pounds as well. If you want to fulfill a derasa, look for this derasa instead. That was also something which is that's really much, very much in line with the words of the Mishnah Berurah and of the Shulchan Aruch that it has to be kefim emoino. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yud Zayin tells us. Let's just finish Shulchan Aruch with the second line. V'chayv lahachil legeir, you have obligated to feed the geir layosoim. So anybody who is perhaps not as lucky and geir yosim, a widow, almana. Imshaniim and all the poor people as well, you should make sure that they are looked after. Sifkot Nuzan Mishnebura. Chayv Lahachil Ger LaYosim. Shenema says in the Posuk, Vehalevi, Vehager, VehaYosim. But, Avol, Mishenoel Dalce Chatzeroy, somebody who locks up his courtyard, Veoichel and he eats, Veshois and he drinks, who? Him, Uvonov and his sons, Veishto and his wife, Veeinoi Meichel, and he doesn't feed. Doesn't give food, umashken, doesn't give drinks. Le'anim to the poor people, v'lemore nefesh, people who are unfortunate, ein zu simchas mitzvah, there's not simchas mitzvah. Ella, rather simchas kev, that's just the happiness of his tummy. You've got to make sure that you engage and involve other people as well, and invite others who are not as lucky as you are. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot, the last few lines, he speaks about the mitzvah and the point of gathering, collecting tzedakah money before Yom Tov. That's where it comes from. If you can't physically invite people for Yom Tov, so at least give them a bit before Yom Tov to enjoy the Yom Tov. Can a wife say, I'm moichel, I don't need, I've got so much clothing, I don't know where to put it anymore. Forget it. This Yom Tov, can she be moichel? Can she say, no, I don't need this mitzvah, thank you very much? Yeah. So I'll tell you what Rav Eliashiv says. Very much, it's a chiddush, but very much in line with what we said before, Rav Eliashiv paskens she cannot be moichel, because it's not her mitzvah. Again, we said before that the mitzvah is on the husband to be misameach his wife, on the father to be misameach his children. They cannot be moichel it, because it's his obligation. You can't be moichel your obligation, you can't be moichel somebody else's obligation. Since he has got an obligation to be misameach her and them, so they cannot be moichel, and yes, you have to buy something, whether she wants it or she pretends not to. There's a mitzvah. So that's interesting. The ma'aseh with regards to clothing, there's no doubt about it that the Shulchan Aruch's case is that she's got nothing. She really has nothing to wear on Yom Tov. So it's talking about noshim kodesh b'godim v'tachshitim kifim emoinoi. It's not talking probably about cupboards and cupboards and cupboards full of clothing, wardrobes full. Ms. Thomas offering that. So in such a case, you can buy something else. But in terms of being moichel, according to Rav Eliashiv, she cannot be moichel. Sif Gimel. Adam.
So that's every yom. So three.
Every single yom tov.
Three times.
Yeah, I also remember Dain Duna telling me that. The last days of Sukkot are considered this regel b'fnei atzmoi. So does he also a mitzvah on the fine? So that's a discussion already. But fine, Shine.
Tell the recording off.
Yeah.
If my sister don't buy me anything,
she cannot be moichel.
I'll buy it because you don't want
one. Oh, that's fine.
You know what I mean? But then she doesn't buy it in time. Yeah.
Oh no, so if let's, no, I think that's fine. I would argue that's fine, because let's say you've agreed, buy something for this Yom Tov 500 pounds. Yeah? So, and you really happily, I assume that's the figures we're talking about. So you say, fine, I think that's fine if she actually only buys it. I would definitely feel that it's much better if you can encourage, if one can encourage to buy before Yom Tov, because ultimately the Simchas Yom Tov is going to be enhanced if she has it ready for Yom Tov. But if not, then it's still Mekayem the Mitzvah. Having said it's interesting, what about if she wants an item which she can't even use on Yom Tov, such as a new don't know. And you can't. What? And you. Yeah, or even something which is muktzeh, whatever. She can't use a Yom Tov, yeah? Whatever it may be. And you. Yeah, and your oven, and you can with it, whatever it is.
It's
gonna
be
so,
clothes, it's gonna be clothes, jewelry, or...
Oh, so that's the shaila. Does it mean to exclude something which you can't? Does it need to be something which you can use? Yom? What if she wants a new, I don't know, a new Kenwood, a new...
Yeah, that's not part of
serious. Why not? Why not?
Think of all those chocolate mousses you can get.
Well, I'm saying
there's a core element of activity for it.
You feel that because it's something which you cannot enjoy... On Yom Tov, it's got to be something.
On the table, right? And she's sitting at
the table, Pesach night. Yeah, so you feel that it's got to be something which you can actually enjoy and benefit on Yom Tov. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Lemaisa, I believe the poskim are lenient. So if she wants something which is she can't use on Yom Tov, I believe many poskim are mekel, and you come in the kind of midst of that because it's also a lot. I don't know why the psychology works like that. But if a person knows about possessions, that itself makes a person... If you know you've got £1 million in your bank account, although you're not accessing it right now, but you are happy and satisfied from that feeling and knowledge, there's something psychological about possessions. And if you cannot enjoy it, it's not in front of you, there's still an element of Simchas Yom Tov in it. I hear what you're saying, because the implication sounds a bit that it's something you can enjoy right now, but I know the poskim are makel. Yeah.
I say it's very sort of subjective, because to her, she goes, do you want a £500 dress, or do you want a new pyrolytic? It's called pyrolytic oven for Pesach. She's gonna say, yeah, I'll go for the oven.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's fine. So that's a simcha. That's a simcha. Gesundheit. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't see why not.
Actually, if you take her away,
I don't see why not. Yeah, I really think so. What do you think, Abba Isai? If it's something which is abstract, that's a bit different. Abstract, yeah, but it's not something, or in other words, something which is not physical at this stage.
It's not tangible.
I would argue it's fine.
It will fit within the words of
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's a simcha. I would argue, yeah.
If you book like a weekend away and you're saying this is for Yom Tov,
yeah.
Yeah,
if it's good question. What do you think about that?
What if the holidays went?
Subject to COVID. Subject to COVID. Okay, let's carry on. I'm going to aim to finish. Save Gimel. Adam Oichel v'Shoysev Samech Beregel. A person eats and drinks on Yom Tov. Here the Shulchan Aruch is defining what is a Simchas Yom Tov. Do not be and pulled towards meat and excessive drinking, v'schoik and just lightheadedness, v'kalus roish lefi, because here's how the Shulchan Aruch defines simcha: she'en aschoik v'kalus roish, excessive physical simcha is not considered simcha lohoidlus v'sichlus. It's just low. Simcha has got a certain spiritual ruchnistic element in it. If you're just drunk, that's not simcha. Simcha is defined with some spirituality, some avodas Hashem, some positive constructive element of simcha, not just by So he's got to be more simcha, which is geared towards avodas Hashem. Here comes a famous Mishnah Berurah which nobody really understands. Moshe Baruch Katanka mentioned it yesterday, and it is an enigma. This Mishnah Berurah remains an enigma, and it's perhaps one of the most difficult Mishnah Berurahs in the whole Chelek. Mishnah Berurah says, "Oichel v'shoyse," you eat and drink. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Afilu mesagev atzmo b'nei tshuva." Even if a person is wants to do tremendous tshuva, b'chol yemos hashana, and the whole year, he doesn't eat, he refrains from eating meat and drinking wine the whole year. He wants to do tshuva. But, b'shabosas, on shabosas, however, on Yom Tov, v'chanukah, and Purim, and Purim, he must eat and drink. So a person may not fast on Yom Tov, furthermore, a person must enjoy and have meat and wine. And this tremendous enigma, which there is no real explanation in this Mishnah Berurah, is the words Chanukah and Purim. We're about to proceed towards Chanukah and Hilchas Chanukah. Chanukah, there's no halacha like that. There's no halacha of Simcha and Mishnah on Chanukah. There's no such thing. On the contrary, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, we're going to learn that this week, Mitzvah, said explicitly, there's no obligation to eat and drink on Yom Tov. How did that come into it over here? It remains an absolute enigma, and I don't know pshat in it. I don't know pshat in it. There's no mitzvah to eat that. There's no mitzvah. This is all within the world of Simchas Yom Tov. It's all within the world of the mitzvah of Simchas Bechagecha. There's no such halacha on Chanukah. There's no such halacha on Purim. There's a bit of that on Purim. There's a mitzvah suda on Chanukah. There's none. There's explicitly no suda on Chanukah. Explicitly so. He Ramesh is very very shvan.
In terms of a messianic era, the only festival will be Purim.
Yeah, but Chanukah. It could be maybe chronological order. Chanukah comes before Purim. I don't know, but it remains very difficult. Let's just finish off the Sif Dalet. Chayovim based in Lahamid is an interesting one. Chayovim based in Lahamid. Chachomim are obligated to establish Shoitim, police forces, the Met, Bergolim on the Yom Tovim. Shum Shoitim that they are policing around. Who mechapsim and they search beganois in the fields, in the gardens, with padesim, and by the rivers. They're making their checks. The police goes around, wandering around, safety checks. Not shalois kap tsusham. The people shouldn't gather. But don't stop over here. It's not just COVID regulations. It's not just shalois kap tsusham. You have to finish off the sentence. They shouldn't gather. Lechoyed velishtoyed. They shouldn't gather to eat and drink. Anoshim, men, venoshim, and women. And they'll get a bit too heimish. The men and women get too close and too friendly. So police has to go around. Basin has an obligation to ensure that the sneers and there's regulations in place. This is for men and this is for women, and we don't get too close. Similarly, Aziru b'davar zeh lechol ha'om. They also the basin has got an obligation to ensure that there is some protection and that people are familiar and aware of the concept that men and women don't minch together in their own houses besimcha, with excessive simcha, and they shouldn't drink too much wine, shema, perhaps lest reach avera, rather everybody should remain halig and full of kedusha. So this is a fascinating halacha that I don't think there's anywhere else such an in Orichaim. I don't think there's anywhere else such a requirement that a Beis Din has to ensure for the society to remain heilig and to be in college, and they have to make sure that men on one side, women on the other side. One can argue, but I know that in Stamford Hill, for instance, and in other places in the world as well, there's certain streets. And before the war, it was in Litter, very common. You know, this side of the street is for women, this side of the street is for men, and to make takonas like that. So you can say it's exaggerated, it's overdone, whatever. But I'm just saying that the point comes from here. Certainly, Yom Tovim. That people shouldn't gather outside shul and people shouldn't gather and hang around together. This is for men, it's women. It's basin is obligated to ensure safeguards in place. So Abayi said we learned this evening that one should not eat on Erev Yom Tov before after the ninth hour. Just like on Shabbos you're allowed to have a full meal, so too on Yom Tov. We learned you've got to have two chalas on Yom Tov like you've got two chalas on Shabbos. We learned also that you have to have wine, and you should also have meat proper on Yom Tov. And the minhag is not to have shalashudas. We also learned that a person should be rejoicing his wife, make his wife happy and his children happy, and buy physical items to that they should be happy with it. Women clothing and with regards to children, it's a clearest way it goes in. One should also try to engage and involve as many people as possible for that simcha. Invite people or at least give their money towards the Yom Tov. A person should not be excessively happy, but the simcha should be avoided as Hashem simcha. And finally, one has an obligation to ensure that things remain sneer-stick and in place. And having said this, we have completed Pesiat Lishmaya with great Siat Lishmaya, with very, very great Siat Lishmaya. Chelik Hei, and I must really say it's an enormous achievement. The Chelik Hei was learned in difficult times, and and on Zoom and virtually possible. Baruch Hashem, we didn't stop. Baruch Hashem, we carried on strong and solid. Tremendous chos, and with this cheshek and islavas and brem, we should continue with Shemitu Chelek and Chelek Vov, which is the final Chelek of Mishnah. I wish you a very good evening and Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.